In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
In local news this morning, if you're a Crittenden County Detention Center inmate, the cost of reimbursing the jail for your stays there when you're in a bit of trouble is going up. Now, this fee hike is retroactive to January 1, so if you're incarcerated right now, the daily rent, you might say, is $40 at this point. It was $32. I suppose realistically, if you're incarcerated right now, you're not listening to this, but families may be, and much of this burden tends to fall on families of those who are in trouble and have to spend time in jail. Now, the court orders this fee to be paid to reimburse the jail for housing and other costs, and if you don't make those payments, a third-party bill collector called Pay My Jailer will come calling once you get out of jail and are able to begin making payments. Now, this fee hike from $32 to $40 also includes all non-contract other counties who house inmates in the Crittenden County Detention Center. And the jail is currently facing some financial hardships as the costs are rising to keep those inmates there, so they're making adjustments. You can read more details about this matter in the Crittenden Press, where we have a full recap of last week's Crittenden County Fiscal Court, where this and other agenda items were discussed. And we'll be right back with more news after this message, including a conversation with Livingston County Judge Executive Michael Williams about improved cellular service in his county.
This Livingston County news is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
So I have Michael Williams, Livingston County Judge Executive, and he's got some good news for cell phone users.
Yes, sir. So unfortunately, only for Verizon only. We're in the process, hopefully this spring, erecting two new towers, one in Mifflin and one between Mifflin and Lidman.
And those will improve cell service and data rate?
Yes, sir. Hopefully dramatically. Anybody that passes through this area knows that you have signal, but it's minuscule, and we're really hoping that that will dramatically increase. But unfortunately, like I said, only for Verizon customers, and then halfway between Bethel and Ledbetter, that usually if you're a Verizon customer, you'll drop signal, drop a call, and that hopefully will, and it should, because of the location of the tower, alleviate that problem.
Mm-hmm. And AT&T is, particularly right around Smithland, is very difficult to get a call through, isn't it?
Yeah, I've not had any response from them trying to encourage them to look at increasing the amount of towers they have and their coverage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the only thing I'll add is that I just received another phone call recently. They're looking to expand and put another tower right in Ledbetter somewhere. But we're working on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael Williams, Judge Executive of Livingston County.
And many of you are off work today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And I want to remind you, the mail will not be running today. And as a reminder from last week, the water bills from Fredonia and Crittenden Livingston Water District are lost in the mail. You will not be getting your December bill here in January. So called to the either City Hall in Fredonia or the Salem headquarters of Crittenden Livingston Water District and get the amount that you owe so it can be remitted on time. However, the utilities are waiving penalties for late payment this month. An edible man has been charged in connection to an armed robbery that we told you about few days back that police believe occurred out at Marion Crittenden County Park in early January. On Sunday, January 12th, Lonnie L. Lee, 21, of Edible, was found at a home on Calhoun Road in Lyon County by a deputy from Lyon County and Kentucky State Police. He was charged with first-degree robbery in connection with this investigation that, again, was opened by Marion Police Department on January the 4th. Marion Police Department told us back then that some individuals from Murray had called the Marion Dispatching Center reporting that they were robbed at gunpoint during what was supposed to be an arranged transaction for a pair of Nike shoes. Police believe the others may be involved in this incident. Shortly after the investigation began, the department shared a photograph on the Marion Police Department Facebook page showing two men in a local convenience store. So anyone with information that could assist in this investigation is asked to contact the Marion Police Department at 270-965-3500. In local obituaries, Clara Marlene Ring, 86, of Salem, passed away Thursday, January 16th at Livingston Hospital. Boyd Funeral Directors is in charge of arrangements. Gary L. Dunkerson, 75, of Salem, passed away Friday, January 17th at Jackson Purchase Medical Center in Mayfield. Boyd Funeral Directors is also in charge of those arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, the Crittenden County boys basketball team is still searching for that elusive first victory of the season. They are 0-14 right now and will play tonight at Graves County High School in Mayfield against Community Christian, which is 8-7 on the season. Again, that's tonight, Monday, down in Mayfield. And then tomorrow night, the boys will be at Union County to play the Braves. Livingston Central, now 4-5 on the season, plays St. Mary tonight at Metropolis. St. Mary is 12-4 on the season. The Cardinals are playing much better since getting Logan Ring back from a hand injury. Friday night against Crittenden County, Ring scored 30 points in a 93-60 Livingston victory over the Rockets. For Crittenden County, Kobe LaRue had a career high 24 points, including 6 3-pointers. Between the two teams, there were 27 3-pointers in the game. Ring hit 5. Now, the Lady Rockets have canceled their game set for tomorrow night against Mayfield as they prepare to leave for the All-A Classic State Tournament. Crittenden County beat Livingston Central 55-24 at Smithland on Friday. It was an easy win, but the team lost one of its leading scorers in the second period. Andrea Federico led Crittenden County in scoring with 13 points, and Victoria Joyner led Livingston with 10. Elliot Evans was the Lady Rocket who went down in the second quarter and didn't play the rest of the game. She is working to get herself back ready for game time on Wednesday when the Lady Rockets open Class A State Tournament action against Martin County, which is 7-4 on the season. That game tips off at 8 p.m. in Owensboro. Don't forget, there is a bus, a fan bus, going to the game, sponsored by Patriot Tours. The cost is $40 to ride that round trip. It'd be a direct flight, basically, to and from the game, so nonstop. Contact Coach Dennis Hodge if you're interested in going. Turning our attention to Rocket football, Crittenden County Coach Gage Courtney has released the 2025 football schedule. It includes new district opponents this season. Of course, joining the district is Fort Campbell, Todd Central, and Trigg County. They're coming in, and going out will be Murray High. So Crittenden County's non-district schedule will include
Marshall County, Union County, Webster County, a very formidable team from Union City, Tennessee, as well as Hopkins Central to close out the season in late October. So the district this year will be Trigg County, Todd Central, Fort Campbell, Caldwell County, and Mayfield.
And of course, that is the Class 2A first district.
In college basketball action, the 8th-ranked Wildcats lost to number 4 Alabama 102-97 at Rupp Arena on Saturday. Travis Perry got into the game, had no points, but did get a rebound and had a couple of assists. The Cats will be off until January 25th when they play at Vanderbilt. And in outdoors, this is the last day you can get out and try to harvest a white-tailed deer. The archery season, which is the longest running and last to go out for deer hunters, ends today. It started back on September 7th. And today, Monday, January 20th, is the final day to hunt deer.
Now, outdoorsmen still have opportunities to be afield. Small game seasons run into next month. Rabbit and quail goes out on February 10th. Squirrel season on February 15th will close. Waterfowlers are in action until the end of the month. And you can also predator hunt until well into March. And with that, folks, it's a wrap on today's program. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday. I'm Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.